The message was about 2 weeks ago.
2週間前のメッセージ覚えてる？何だったっけ？覚えてる？
Love.
愛でしたね。
And what was the symbol that was, what was the thing that was said about love?
It was
the
practical.
And it was, what was the next week?
次の週は何話した？
Joy.
喜びでしたね。
We talked about joy being
looking
for prize.
何かね、賞金をもらうとかね、ご褒美をもらうことを話して
たんです
ね。Today, 今日はですね、これ、わかる？これ何？これは？何？
What kind of bird?
これだけどういうことなんです
か？ A dove.
ハトですね。
Do you know all throughout the world a dove is a symbol of peace?
知ってる？ハトっていうのは平和のシンボルになってる。
Does anyone know where that symbol of peace started?
なんでその平和のシンボルになったか知ってる？どこからこれ来たか。
And I'll give you a clue. It's in the Bible.
はい、ヒントはね、聖書です。え、ちょっと待って、聖書です。
Noah's Ark.
Noah's Ark. Noah's Ark. Noah's Ark.
All throughout the Bible, Noah's Ark. Like with me when they took the story
from
Noah. Now, a lot of times people talk about peace as coming from something like you see people fighting. You might see your friends start to argue or fight. Your parents might watch the news and you might see people fight. You might see a movie or something where something happens where people are fighting or arguing.
And
a lot of times people want peace. They want people to stop
fighting.
How many of you guys, when you see your friends fighting, it kind of makes you a little bit nervous?Makes you feel a little bit uncomfortable. Well, sometimes in our own lives that happens. Where something's going on in your life and you feel really kind of uncomfortable and stressed. You might be struggling in school. You might have an argument with friends.But God gives us peace. That means even when everything around you is going really bad, you can still rest. Knowing that God is going to take care of us. So the verse again is, but the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives. Love, pretzels, joy, Fries.
そして賞金ってことだった。
Peace.
平和は鳩の。
Doves. Patience, kindness, goodness.
善意、自制、
Faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
いっぱいこういうふうに出てくるけども。
There's no law against these things.
これらのことに何も反対するものない。これ本当にいいこと。みんなが賛成することすることな
の。So this week, what I want you guys to do
is 覚えてほしいことは、
when you start to feel that uncomfortable feeling,
何かね、落ち着かない、嫌だなと思ったときに、
remember that God promises peace.
神様は私たちに平和、平安を与えてくださるということを思い出してほしい。
He promises you rest when things are hard.
大変なときに私たち神様の前で休むことができる。
Let's pray. お願いします。Father God, thank you for this wonderful and beautiful day you've given us. I thank you for the promise of peace. And I pray that you give every single one of the kids here rest
throughout
this week. In your name we pray.
Amen.
Okay, right now I think there's only one, we have one person going upstairs. And so we allow, I guess we'll have the kid, I guess how many first to third graders. So first to third upstairs.
Okay, and all of you big fourth graders and older people, please go and sit with an adult or with your parents, guardian, and don't be sitting with each other and making noise. I have a very bad attention span. Last week, Matt and I were actually having really trouble because you guys were really noisy. No, it's not a joke. Really, go and sit with your family. Or you, if your family, one of your parents will come sit on the floor, that's fine too. But we don't want you guys just sitting with each other. Damon talked about peace. And before I began the message for this week, I'm sure a lot of you have been reading the newspapers. And there's anything but peace right now in the world. And the last thing I read was one of
Anyone
hear anything after that, that it was verified or that it was showed not to be true?
And
you know, that brings things maybe closer to home because we live in Japan. It makes it more real to us. It makes it more like, it makes it more of our story, not somebody else's story. ただの人、全くは私とは関係ない。それはちょっと残念ですけれども、私とは関係ない。と思いやすいですね、新聞読むと。特に医学とかシリアはすごく離れているところなんですね。だけど、日本人は捕まえられて、日本人が殺されたかもしれない、という、聞き読むと、やっぱり、 Anyway, that was just explaining what I said in English. So I want to share just one small thing that we got some news from a friend of ours who actually live in Niger. And you might have read about this in the newspaper. They have been living there for quite a long time, about
25-30 years.
And it's not a very developed country, but it was a peaceful country. But in the last week or two, there has been so much violence. People walking past their home with torches of fire and with guns. And actually, 40 churches in their city were burnt down
to the ground.
Many, many Christian homes were burnt down to the ground. And what the wife said was that the unimaginable is happening before their eyes.
It's
his prayer partner from when we were dating, from when we were in graduate school. He's an American missionary.
He's
now in Nigeria. He's been there for more than 25 years. And that is what they're living through. So we so much take for granted that we can gather here. And they were gathering in a peaceful place, just like us, all this time. But we don't know what next week holds. We don't know what tomorrow holds. We don't know what this afternoon holds. And it is such a privilege to be able to gather here and to worship God.
So
just as we give thanks that we can be here, we can sing praises to God, we can read the Word of God, and no one is packing up. If we're truly thankful for that, let's pray for the people in the world who can't do that. The people who's in the world whose throats are being cut and their heads are being cut off from the rest of their body. Let's pray for the peace of the world and to come against the evil that has come into so many different places, and you don't know where it's going to come next. 本当にいろんな悪意が満ちていて、
実際に何が起こるかわからないんですけど、神様そこに介入してくださることを共に祈っていきたいと思います。
Won't you join us in a word of prayer?
お祈りしましょう。
Let's just come before God, and if you feel led to pray, we would invite you to pray, but otherwise, let's just pray before God.
祈りの機会という方いらっしゃったら言ってください。
Give thanks and give
thanks. 神様あなたに感謝をください。
Father God, thank you for this day.
神様、この場所をありがとうございます。
Thank you for this time.
この時もありがとうございます。
Oh God, let us never take for granted that we can
freely worship you.
Let us never take for granted that we do indeed live in a place that at least seems peaceful, God. But Father God, I pray against the evil that is occurring in the world. And I pray that your mighty hand, your hand of love, your hand of peace, your hand of goodness,
手があなたの良い思いの手がその上にあって勝利を収めることができますので助けてください。その勝利をその悪の上にあなたが起こしてください。
We pray in the name of Jesus. Last week, how many of you were actually here? So a lot of people weren't here and it was so crowded. So, again, we would just ask that you would pray for us as we're navigating the population control. But if you weren't here, I would really encourage you to listen to the message online. And whenever you can't come, I really encourage you to do that so that you can kind of all move forward together. So the title of last week's message is the same as today's message, and the title is What are you seeking, or what do you really need?
何を求めているんですか？何が本当にあなたは必要なんですか？っていう問いなんですね。
It's an arrow that I can't see without my glasses on it. Usually there's big arrows. Anyway, these are things that we can sometimes seek. Let's just look at the pictures for a minute. We can look for affirmation. How many of you look for that? You're just doing anything that you can do for affirmation. You're looking for peace, like the picture of the righteous, to relax and just enjoy yourself.Looking for love. So many people are looking for money. So many people are looking for success. Whatever that means. So many people are looking for a bright and a wonderful future. There are lots of things that people are seeking. But I want to ask you this morning, whoops, what have you set your heart to seek?
どこに定めて何を求めているかとみんなで考えたいと思うんですね。
Because the Bible tells us that we need to set our heart to seek God.
神様を求めるように定めなさいと成長している。
In other words, we should seek God sometimes and sometimes seek affirmation.
ある時だけ神様を求めて、ある時は違うものを求める。そんな風な一貫性ないことではいけない。
We can't seek God sometimes and sometimes seek success.
求める時あったり、もちろん誓って成功を求める時あったり、2つ誓っちゃうのはまずいんです
けど。We can't seek God sometimes and sometimes seek love.
神様を求めながら誰か人間にこう求めちゃいけない。一貫性がないといけないんですね。まあ、お互いにね、そうですね。
We need to set our heart. That means it can't go back and forth. We have to keep
set and
seek
the one.
And only true and living God. And last week we were starting to read Psalm 27, which speaks about the love and the faithfulness of God.
先週、詩編27編を読みました。そこには神様の忠実さ、神様の良さについて書かれているところですね。
And it speaks about when we actually experience the love and the faithfulness of God, it changes us.
神様の愛とか神様の良さを私たちは本当に体験するときに私たちが変えられていきます。
Perhaps you're thinking, I don't want to change.
私たちはですね、時々、もう変えられたくないとかそういう思いがあるときがあるかもしれませんけども
。 But if you don't change, you'll never improve.
私たちは進歩しないんですよ。進歩が必要ですよね。
Do you really want things to just stay the same as they are if you never get any better?
ね、自分がもう変わらず、ね、よくなることはなくてもいいんでしょうか。
Because if you do, I have a word for you.
もしも実際そんなことだったら私ちょっと聞きたいことがあります。聞いて。
Our life with God, one day, our worst day with God is better than... Our worst day with God is better than our best day without God.
神様と共にいて、本当に最悪だなと思う日でも、神様がいなくていい日と思う日よりも全然そっちの方がいいんですね。本当、神様いるかいないかでは違うんです。
If you're not as smart as Smart, I'm going to say it one more time.
もう一回行くね。強く正しいかどうか聞いてるんですね。
Your worst day with God.
皆さんの最悪の日、神様がいても最悪の日があったとしたら、でもそれは
better than your best day without God.
神様なしの最高の日と比べたら、ね、最悪の日の方が全然いいということを私たちは覚えなさい。
And this psalm is in two parts.
この詩編の27編は2つの部分に分かれています。
We read the first part and we thought about the first part last week and we're going to think about the second part.
今週は後半部分のところを皆さんのために考えていきたいと思います
。 So just to summarize the first part, it teaches us to trust in God's love.
それは神様の愛を信じなさい、信頼しなさいということでした。神様の忠実さ、誠実さにを本当により頼みなさい、そこは安心だということでした。
Because when we do that, we can experience confidence and joy.
その時私たちは本当に安心して、また喜びも与えられるんですね。
And the psalmist David, who wrote this psalm, actually says that he has no more fear.
でこの詩編を書いたナビではですね、私にはもう恐れがないと言ってるんです。
Imagine that. No more fear.
それがないって皆さん想像できますか？
Can you say
何も怖くないんですよ。見えますか？それがない。何も怖くない。
When I'm thinking about the things that I read in the newspaper about all of this hate and killing.
でも私は新聞を読んだりして、そこにあるいろんな憎しみや人を殺すようなことを見ているとですね。
When I think about the hate and killing that just happened suddenly in a peaceful place like Sydney, Australia, from some crazy person, one crazy person,
まあ狂った人がですね、銃を持ってないかというようなことが起きるわけですね。
Sometimes I feel afraid.
でも何か急にそういうことを知ったりすると見たりすると私は、ね、怖くなったりします。
But when I set my eyes on God,
私が本当に神様に目を向けた時に
Even that fear that I'm going to be killed.
ね、恐れ殺されたくないという恐れがあるかもしれない。その恐れ自身も
that feel, that fear just evaporates.
神様がですね、それを取り去らせているからですね。
And where does this kind of trust come from?
It comes
from seeking God.
Not from seeking
what God can do for
us. But from
actually seeking God himself.
The first
part of the psalm talked about beholding the beauty of the Lord.
27章前半は神様の美しさを見なさい、それを見つめなさいというところで入っていっていました。
Setting and seeking the presence of God.
存在臨在のを本当にそれ体験することが強調されています。
And we need to set our hearts and seek in that way.
私たちそのように。
And when we live like that, amazing trust is just born in our heart and grows in our heart like a fountain which
overflows.
Because think about it for a minute. When you trust someone, where does that trust come from? Does that trust come from something just that you heard about? Or does that trust come from relationship? And does that relationship, that trusting relationship come from spending
time.
And in the same way, a trusting relationship with God comes from spending time.
神様との信頼関係も私たちが神様との時を共に過ごす中で築き上げられていくものでもある。
And when we spend time with God, our relationship with Him is strengthened and deepened.
神様との関係が強くなるだけではなくて、また深くなっていく。
Because we don't see God from far away.
私たち神様を遠いところにいるあっちの神様というのではなくて、
We've been invited to draw near. And I can say to you that if you will seek God, you will find Him. And why can I say that with such certainty?
Two
reasons. First one is because it's a promise of God. And God's promises are true. And the second reason is because I have experienced that in my own life. And not just once, but again and again. God wants a close relationship with you. God desires a close relationship with you. And if you seek Him,
you
will find Him. Last week, I talked about a kaleidoscope. Do you guys remember what a kaleidoscope is? We can't enjoy the beauty of a kaleidoscope just from looking at it from far away. We have to pick it up. We have to look inside. We have to experience
its beauty.
And when we're willing to make that effort, we see something beautiful. And every time we pick it up, even if it's the same kaleidoscope, every time you will see something beautiful, but something that's brand new.
毎回同じものです。本当に変化あるんです。神様の尽くさもそうです。
And the beginning of Psalm 27 also tells us the result of seeking God and of trusting God.
27年の前半分には、そして私たちが神様を求めるのはどのような結果があるかということについても教えています。
The psalmist tells us that his head has been lifted up.
彼の頭が上げられた、顔が上げられた、彼が本当に前向きに生きることができるということを言っていますね。
Sometimes our hearts are weighed down. They're so heavy.
本当にどうしようもないなと思うときあって、顔を下に落としてしまいます。
Do any of you ever have
そんな体験ありますか？重いな、嫌だな。
Weighed down heart.
本当に心を持ってもうどうしようもないような。地面に落ちちゃったや
つ。
できることは下を見つめて、もっともっとあるしかない。そんな体験があるかもしれません。
But God is the lifter of our head.
神様は私たちのその顔を上げてくださるんです。
When we trust Him,
私たちは神様を信頼するときに、私たちの心は重くはないんです。
Our hearts become light.
私たちの心は軽くされていくんです。
Because we experience
ならば私たちは
love and the faithfulness of God.
神様の愛を体験しますし、神様は忠実に私た
ちを導いてくれると体験します。
私たちはこの中には喜びが与えられてくるんですね。
And we'll praise God.
そのことを思って私たちは神様を感謝して賛美することができます。
And the psalm continues, and we're going to continue with the next verse today.
今日は、27編の後半部分を見てみたいと思いますけども、
I'll read the English and then we'll have Masu read the Japanese.
Hear,
O Lord, when I cry aloud. Be gracious to me and answer me. You have said, seek my face. My heart says to you, your face, Lord, do I seek. Hide not your face from me. Turn not your servant away in anger. O you who have been my help, cast me not off, forsake me not.O God of my salvation.
主を呼び求める私の声を聞き、憐れんで私に答えてください。心よ、主はお前に言われる。私の顔を尋ね求めよと。主よ、私は御顔を尋ね求めます。御顔を隠すことなく、怒ることなく、あなたのしもべを退けないでください。あなたは私の助け、救いの神よ、私を離れないでください、見捨てないでください。
You see his desperation for God.
今は神様は本当に心から求める思いが現れています
。 So from beginning to end, she's longing for God.
最初から最後まで私は神様を求めていました。
Not for what God can give.
神様が与えられるもの、何かそういうものを求めていなくて、
Not for his circumstances to change.
神様に状況を変えてください、そういうものを求めているのではなくて、
For God himself.
神様ご自身が介入してくださる。
So I want to ask you, does that mean we're not supposed to pray for our circumstances to change?
これはですね、私たちは状況を変えてくださいって神様に祈ることをしなくてもいいっていうことなんです
か？ Of course we are.
でも実際にそういうことを私たち
Of course, we're supposed to bring the burdens of our heart and give them to God. Last week, I prayed and I prayed for Bethany's arm. You know, a few Sundays ago, she fell and she broke her arm.
腕を折ってしまいました。
And they thought she might need surgery.
で、ね、手術が必要だとも言われたので。
But then last week, two weeks ago, when she went to a big hospital, they said they put a cast on it and she might not need surgery after all. They were going to wait about a week and then take another X-ray.
1週間経って様子を見て、それからギブスを取って、前提のとって年取ったと判断するべきだった。だから私たちはそういう状況で祈るべきではないんです
か？ We're not supposed to pray that Bethany doesn't need an operation.
祈るべき、祈っちゃいけないんでしょうか？ベタニーがしなくても順調にできるように祈ること
はいいんですね。私たち
が与えられた状況に対して祈ることはいい。
ズーリー has the flu.
ね、ズーリーさんがね、インフルエンザで。
Are we not supposed to pray that Zuri gets better?
私たちは祈ること
は。Are we not supposed to pray for God's protection for Damon and for Kathy and for Asher?
Asher がね、もうインフルエンザかからないんで、私たちは祈ることはできるんです。
Of course we're supposed to pray for that.
私たちは祈るべきでもあるんですね。
でも私たちはいつも状況のためにこれしてください、あれしてくださいっていうのが私たちの祈りの全てではないんです。
And that's not even mainly what our prayers are supposed to be.
私たちの祈りの中心が主なものがそれである必要はないし、それであるべきでもないんです。
Mainly,
中心は私たちの祈りの中心は神様の御顔を求めることです。神様ご自身を求めることは私たちの祈りであるべきです。
And if we read this verse, there might be a place that's a little bit surprising.
皆さんこの聖書の箇所を読んでると、なんだと思う箇所がこの中にあるかもしれません。
If you read, is there any place that's kind of surprising?
何か皆さんこの中で、これと思う箇所がありましたか
？It says that God says, "Seek my face."
私の顔を求めなさいっていう。
But if we read the Bible, we know that anyone who sees the face of God
and
not
live.
There's a passage in Exodus, and I really encourage you to read it. It's in Exodus 33. Even Moses was not allowed to see the face of God. Moses prayed, God, let me see your glory.
あなたの栄光を見させてくださいとモーゼは祈りましたけれども、でも
神様は隠れて、
モーゼは神様の顔や神様の背中を見て守られただけでしたね。
で、聖書を読んでみると。He only saw the back of God. Do you remember what Moses' response was?
モーゼはですね、その神様の背中を見ただけなんですけど、聖書に、ね、どんなこと書いてあるの？モーゼは一体その神様の背中を見て何て言ったと思いますか？
He bowed his head.
彼は頭を下げて、神様を礼拝したと書かれています。
Again, the psalmist David longs for God. He's determined to get drawn closer to God. But he hasn't forgotten something that I forget so often.
David はいつも私が忘れちゃうようなところを忘れずにしっかりとそこを確認しています。何だと思いますか？それは。
He hasn't forgotten that drawing close to God depends 100% on God's mercy.
神様に私たちが近づくということのことはですね、100% 私たちよりも神様の恵み、憐れみだということを知ったりしています
。He hasn't forgotten what he deserves.
ダビデは自分が何にどんなものか値するものかと自分自身のことを知っていました。
We come to God thinking, demanding that we are so deserving, and God, you better, and you got to give me this.
ついついですね、私たちは神様に、私神様前に来たんだから神様ないでおくなさい。私たちはあなたに与える価値があるもんだっていうふうな思いで神様前に来てしまうことがあるかもしれませんけれども。でもここではダビデの、
ダビデの王の
本当に神様の前に出る時の謙遜さ。
He knows what he deserves.
ダビデは自分がどんなものか、どんな位置なのかというのを知っていたんですね。
It's the same thing that I deserve.
私たちも同じようなものだと思います。
It's the same thing that we all deserve.
皆さんもそうですけど、神様の前で私たちは本当に小さなものです。神様は、神様おいしい私たちには、恵みのうちに表してくださいます。
We deserve God's anger.
同時に私たちはですね、神様の怒りを買うことだってあるんですね。
We deserve to be abandoned by God.
私たちは神様のは自分の思いですね、私たちを見捨てることだって神様ご自身はできるんです。
Why?
それはなぜかというと、
Why do we only deserve anger?
ね、私たち神様に怒られちゃうというのは何なんでしょうか。
Why do we deserve to be abandoned?
どうしたら、なんで私たちは神様に見捨てられちゃう、そんなことが起きるんでしょうか。
I ask myself, how many times have I abandoned God?
本当に私は知らされます。一体何回私は神様を見捨ててしまったのか。自分自身はそういうことをしょっちゅうしてるのに、何
回 How many times have I turned my back on God?
今まで何回神様に背を向けてしまったんだろうかということを申し出されます。
If I abandoned my husband,
何回私は自分の夫を、
even just a small, small portion of that number of times that I've abandoned God, he abandoned me. He said, I'm out. There's no more. I'm not doing this anymore. We forget that relationship needs to be two ways. Relationship with God is just overflowing with mercy. And overflowing with the faithfulness and the never ending love. So instead of going to God with a heart of entitlement, don't we need to start approaching the throne of God with a heart of humility? Because how else can we approach such an amazing, holy God? As one other quick example, what did Adam and Eve do in the garden?
Yeah, 皆さん、その、アダムの、その、その中で、あの、アダムとエヴァがしたこと覚えてますか? 覚えてるね。